would recommend going with layers. I think just to frame your face, specifically with two at the bottom. Let's see what shape you are. Let me just move some of your hair out of your face. Put them behind your ear. These are not 100% scientific facts in any way. Just the beginning for us to start measuring and understanding what shapes work best and what hairstyles work best together. So for the oval face, I think, you know, sometimes fringe goes well. Any type of bangs, for example, like curtain bang on the side, fringe. Let me show you. Would feel this way. Not ready. That's okay. So, do you agree with layers for now? Okay. Let me show you some ideas. If I may, personally, my opinion is a little bit of kind of gentle, neutral curl would also really lighten up, add a little bit of texture to your face, your hair, okay? Is a bit more extreme. You can see the beautiful waves around her face. You see virtually no layering. It's quite straight in one length. That's great, more shiny kind of look and texture. Less playful in a way, more classic waves, curls, but you can definitely see no flyaways. You can see the outline of her face perfectly. So no layers here, which is an option for you if you like. Okay, another option would be softer waves like this. So there's a little bit of layers going on. It's a little bit more playful. You can see some of it. It's landing on her face, right? So no part. Notice. This way kind of creates more volume, a little bit more messy, playful look. Very good. For every day, as well as any outing. as you also could. Try doing this while parting your hair in the middle and letting the curtain bangs, or just layering, kind of go around your face and tuck right between behind the curls, opening up your face but softening the temples and kind of softening into the neck. That can sometimes look quite nice. We can do off center too. Show you some options. I also love a little bit of front pieces like this. So it's not per se any fringe, but it creates soft lines, very voluminous, but very playful, and just opening up your face, but yet softening it. Yeah. Okay. Something like that. So since we're not doing hair wash, I'm going to start. Beautiful hair. A little bit on this side too. A bit more brush in here. Yes. Think a little bit of trim would just make your hair feel alive again and more dynamic. It's a bit of combing. Into a brush, it means I'm going to give your hair a bit of space. just the softening the spray is really bit more brushing though. It does smell good, very light. It's a very natural fragrance. It has a lot of beautiful oils in it. It's rich in antioxidants. Yes, they are a metal. I honestly sometimes prefer metal ones because they help with static, so they're not as static. You hear them, I feel that they are much more durable and somehow even more pleasant. I'm going to begin with haircuts. Pardon me. So I'm going to just measure how it goes across. a mirror goes across your face. We are cutting the length, right? Okay, just making sure. Measure up your front pieces here. You do have beautiful hair, I must say. Okay. Thinking much better. So let's see, actually, let's just even it out here. Okay, we'll cut this off anyway. Trying to